I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for January 6, 2020 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capellini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stowe?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum exists. I welcome you all to our City Council meeting. If you're here for a particular issue and you wish to ask a question or address council, raise your hand during that agenda item and I will recognize you at an appropriate time. At this time, we invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Richardson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Under additions to the agenda, I do have an addition as agenda item 4C. We are privileged to have four retiring acting judges here tonight, Judge Rost, Judge Plentz, and Judge Kroenke, and we will be presenting resolutions to each one of them, or I will be presenting proclamations to each one of them tonight. So that's agenda item 4C. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to add a discussion on council appointments to community organizations.
We'll make that 12A.
Thank you. Oh, and also I would like to add legislation ordinance number 2-2020 as a result of our public hearing this evening.
So that will be item 5B. Additions by other members of City Council.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Frye.
I was interested, based on the resolution that the township passed, to potentially consider an executive session for discussion about the resolution.
We will add an executive session to discuss potential litigation around that annexation issue, and that's what the resolution was written as the whatever the last agenda item number is.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to schedule an employee and community relations meeting, please.
Let's make that agenda item 12B. Any additional items from members of City Council? Hearing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Snorr?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, with that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda for this evening's meeting is approved. On to agenda item 4, we have two sets of meeting minutes to approve. The first is from our last meeting of December 2019. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the meeting minutes from Sylvania City Council meeting held on December 16th, 2019 as submitted.
Second.
It moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes of December 16th, 2019 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. And then for our organizational meeting held last Thursday, Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the organizational meeting minutes from the meeting held for Sylvania City Council on January 2nd, 2020.
Second.
As moved. Submitted, excuse me.
Moved second. And seconded for approval of the meeting minutes of the organizational meeting held January 2nd, 2020, as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. That brings us to added agenda item 4C. And I'm going to walk down front And we have three separate proclamations to read here, and I'd like to invite Judge William Cronkey to come forward. That's forward enough. You can turn the other way if you like. I'm going to read this, and you can follow along. This is the proclamation of the Office of the Mayor. Whereas Judge William Cronkey has led the, has the incredible distinction of being the longest-serving acting judge in the state of Ohio with 45 years on the bench, 41 of those years spent serving the Sylvania Municipal Court. And whereas he is a graduate of the University of Toledo and the University of Toledo College of Law, and whereas prior to serving as an acting judge, William was the solicitor for the Village of White House. And whereas Judge Cronkey's vast experience on the bench and expertise in civil and criminal matters has been invaluable to each judge he has served, he has enjoyed a successful law practice with his firm, Cronkey, D'Angelo, Fury, and Mills, where he focused on estate planning, real estate law, aviation law, business law, and negligence and product liability defense. Now, therefore, I, Craig A. Stahl, Mayor, do hereby proclaim today, Monday, January 6, 2020, as Judge William Cronkey Day in the city of Sylvania, and thank him for being a wonderful asset to the Sylvania community and the Sylvania Municipal Court. Congratulations, Judge.
Thank you. He agreed to serve as an acting judge in Sylvania Municipal Court when Ralph Scheidel retired. Now therefore, I, Craig A. Stoudemire, do hereby proclaim Wednesday, January 8th, 2020, as Judge Peter Ross Day in the City of Sylvania, and thank him for his dedicated service to the Sylvania Municipal Court. Thank you very much. Judge Ponticlio, would you like to say anything at this point? Not necessary, but is it that there a reason why all three are retiring simultaneously? I know there is.
Yes, because City Council was wise enough to fund magistrate positions. So we now have magistrate Christy Cole full time. And as I explained to council, that would mean we wouldn't need our three acting judges except in emergencies to cover for vacations. So that was the reason we switched. And since I have the floor, I do want to thank these three gentlemen and Ralph Scheidel once again in public for all that they did for the court. They were selfless, they were compassionate, they were so helpful, and it was marvelous to work for. And I don't know if people really understand that, but they came to the court and saw what these three men did every day. We're going to miss them tremendously. We thank them immensely.
We appreciate all of your attendance tonight, and you're welcome to stay for the entire council meeting, but that's not a requirement. We do have a long agenda. Be whatever you're comfortable. Thank you.
Look at the teddy bear. It looks like it's been through the war. I love it. She's four, he told me today. She's as big as Leah.
All right, we are now ready to move on to agenda item 5, a report from the public hearing held earlier this evening in these council chambers on Plan Development 1, 2019. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we did have a public hearing this evening, Monday, January 6, 2020 at 7 p.m. And that meeting we discussed PD 1, 2019. All members of council were present and many members from administration. This particular public hearing was focused on a request for a zoning change for the property located at 3921 and 3859 Sylvan Lakes Boulevard in Sylvania. And it was seeking a property zoning change from its current status of B2 General Business District to R4 Multi-Dwelling Medium High Density District Plan Development. We did not have anyone present that wanted to speak for or against it, so we did invite certainly the developer's representative to make some remarks, Mr. Parker, and he served as their attorney. And he did share with us that they were very happy working with the city. The city had been a very good partner and guided them well. They were happy to be able to share with us that they will be meeting all of the requirements requested by administration, and that they were also happy to share with us that there would be no tax exemption requests made by them, and additionally that they would be continuing to own that property. The developers would continue to own that property, and we could be assured that they would be maintaining it very well. So I think all in all, everything went very well. We did have Mr. Hanum move that we advance legislation, and I believe Mrs. Capellini seconded that, and then that motion passed unanimously, and so this evening we'd like to advance legislation. The public hearing did end about 7:10. So with that,
like to call attention to everyone, the clerk of council included in the agenda, the certificate of notice and the adjacent property owners that were contacted. So they did have a chance to come to tonight's meeting, though we did have one adjacent property owner go to City Hall rather than here. I gave her my informational binder that was handed out and asked her to get back to the service director if she had any particular questions. She wasn't coming to speak against it or for it, but to find out more about it. With that, you have been distributed at your places ordinance number 2020 to approve the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move adoption of ordinance number 2-2020. All members of council having received copies, I will read by title only. Approving the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission relative to plan development application number PD1-2019 of Jerome R. Parker, comma, on behalf of Louisville Title Agency for Northwest Ohio Inc. Trustee, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It is moved and seconded that ordinance number 2-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would just note that when this project was first came forward, I was very opposed to it and to the proposed zoning change. And I just want to thank the administration as well as the developers for their for the work they did to improve the project and to move forward as a planned development as opposed to a zoning change. And so with that background, I will move final passage of ordinance number 2-2020 as an emergency measure.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 2-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance number 2-2020 is approved. Approving application zone CA1-2019. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 6. This is for Downtown Parklet, a license agreement for the first of those. We have a report first from the service director, Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We received two applications actually from the Downtown Spain Association for Parklets. Their proposed location is on each side, on the west side of Main Street, on each side of the existing mid-block crosswalk there by Chandler's and Sylvan Studio. So the parklets will set in front of, one will be setting in front of Hudson Gallery, and the other one will be setting in front of Sylvan Studio. And both of those businesses have signed the applications as well and are aware of their responsibilities with the parklets. In our initial rules and regulations, we indicated that the installation dates of parklets would be April 1st through, I believe it's November 30th. Up for snow and ice control, the obvious reason there. The DSA has requested that we allow these to be installed year round and have agreed to take on some responsibility for any snow and ice control around the parklets that we as city crews aren't able to provide as part of our routine snow and ice removal. So our trucks will clear snow. When they get near the parklet, they will curve around the parklet, come back in to along the curb, and that area between there will be maintenance that the DSA will be responsible to maintain. They're also responsible for the normal maintenance of them, daily cleaning, weekly cleaning, whatever the case may be. We are trying, this is a trial of the year-round installation to see how it works, to make sure that we don't have any issues. If it's not working, that year-round installation can be revoked at any time, and they understand that. That is our discretion. We'll try to work through any issues if we can, but if it's just not working, then they will be removed, other than the dates that are in the initial regulations. And other than that, we would recommend approval of the license agreement.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. We have Ray Betts Navarre here tonight. She's the Executive Director of the Downtown Sylvania Association. Would you like to say anything, Ray? Don't have to.
I don't have much else to add. I just wanted to thank Kevin and his team for working with us on a tight deadline during the holidays. The builder really wants to order materials and get moving on this so we can build the structures inside over the winter months and then install them in the spring. So we're really excited about them.
All right. Any questions? Mr. Hanum.
Yeah, I know this reference to the license agreement. I assume the license agreement includes a design review and approval. Is that right? Have we seen that on council?
No, the design and that does not come to council. It's just a recommend. It's just
I noticed it's referenced in the legislation. And we have to approve the license agreement. I mean, I love the idea, don't get me wrong. What does it look like? What are we approving? I mean, do you have that available? But if you don't, if you don't have it, you don't have it.
No, I think we have two people with it on their phone here. That would be, we have an actual printed copy out here. Okay.
And a picture of what they're going to do.
Looks like this is it.
Unfortunately, it does have both Kevin and Joe's site review comments on it, but I'll pass it over. That's why I didn't copy it. I didn't have a print copy.
All of the design review notes have been addressed.
Okay.
So. Why don't you describe what the improvements are, Ray? Verbally describe that you're building some benches and tables, and just
so
describe what you're doing.
They basically look like urban residential desks. We're really thinking about that. We're looking to make sure that undergraduate is going to school element, and we're using some different mixed materials, metal, the wood, and there'll be benches, planters, standing bars. So we're creating more gathering spaces and patio space. We don't have a lot of downtown right now.
And Ray, estimate what 10, 12 people could use each one of these parklets at one time, you think?
Yes, probably a little bit more. They're about 18 to 22 feet long.
One is south of, one is north of.
Yes.
Pedestrian crossover at the mid block.
Mentally, when I looked at the picture, because I've actually obviously seen the pictures.
Yes.
So in my mind, I was thinking, you may be right, on a busy night, you could potentially get that many, but typically I would think 12 would be most comfortably. Yeah. Right. But still, we don't have anything like this now.
And that'll be good for Dora, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so we expanded Dora Brooklyn as well. That's where the idea started, and there's a committee where we can launch it after we're Dora Brooklyn. So I'll also work with the city on the planting, so it's creating some more green space and
Will you pass them around? Are they both going to be identical?
No, so there's two different ones, and we wanted to do that. So we'll have symmetry on the crosswalk there on each side, but we wanted them to have the same type of elements, so the benches, the planters, the candy bars, that are different
from design.
Cool. So a question.
Go ahead. You go ahead, please.
No, just Kevin, a question back to you. Is this going before the Board of Architectural Review? Or has...
No, it will not.
I had a question. I don't know if this is for you, Kevin, if you can... when you said that it can be revoked at any time, is that an administrative decision or a council decision? So with no act of council, they can be removed.
Right, because the rules and regulations that council approved during this actually includes the installation dates of April 1 to November 30th. It's either October 31st or November 30th.
I think it's November 10th.
Is it?
I believe so.
And just to clarify, we asked for your trial, which we have some transportation expenses that we really costly to have to dismantle them all and move them and store them. So we're still fundraising to cover the entire project with the DIC giving us a loan so that we're able to start the building process.
Mr. Richardson, is your concern that it wouldn't last the year, or you want to have the authority to shut it down sooner?
It was just, no. Certainly wouldn't want to shut it down sooner. I just wanted to get the facts straight of, you know, whose determination is it going to be whether it's working or not? Because the trial is happening. Who's going to say, yes, this is working, or no, it's not working, and what are the parameters to make that decision? Is it quantifiable? I guess that was more my question.
I think, I think what Mr. Eller was referring to is whether they could stay over the winter.
Sure.
Not so much that they're going to be there from, what is it, April to November 30.
Right.
That piece is all, but it's the whether they could stay year round and whether the snow removal is going appropriately. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So that's the piece of the puzzle that, because we, you know, if we get a 2-foot snowstorm, then
yeah,
it's challenging.
Sure.
Yeah. If we ever get another 2-foot snowstorm.
As I read this, am I misreading this? It says the termination of the lease agreement, of the license agreement, can occur by either party if the other party violates any condition of the license agreement.
That's correct. The termination provision is actually under.
So as long as they maintain this.
To the.
As long as they maintain it, we can't revoke it.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
If everything goes well, we would have no reason to.
So if it just becomes, if we just discover plowing and so forth is inconvenient, that's on us.
That's correct.
Okay.
And council needs to recognize this will remove 2 parking spaces from the downtown. I think you're going to allow those 2 spaces to be used by 20 people or so instead of just a couple of people in each one. So I think that's a good trade-off. But this is a test, and it sounds like a good idea. The chief of police has reported upon questioning to me several times, and I think the council as well, that DORA has not proven to be any enforcement problem at all. We don't expect an enforcement problem from this. I think the engineering department is concerned about how well it'll hold up and that it not obstruct drainage and be able to be cleaned and repaired as necessary. That's what it's about. I think it's a good idea to put one on each side of the mid-block pedestrian crossing. There's no place down that direction to sit. I think it's a really good idea. Let's give it a try.
Okay, and do we anticipate renewing this? Assume everything goes as we expect. This is a 1-year agreement, so we would either extend or enter into a new agreement a year from now.
That's correct.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Fry, I'm going to look to you to present this ordinance. You're our representative to downtown Sylvania.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 1, 2020. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Granting a license to the Downtown Sylvania Association to enter a portion of city-owned right-of-way to install and maintain 2 parklets on Main Street. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to sign this license agreement, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 1, 2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 1, 2020.
Second. It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 1, 2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance one, 2020, is approved, approving the license agreement.
Mr. Mayor, if I may make a comment?
Certainly.
First of all, I want to thank Ray and DSA, although I'm on the board, as you all know, but for the hard work on this. They've done a lot of work trying to put this thing together, working with administration on putting together a nice design. I think you'll be pleased when you physically see it, and I'm looking forward to seeing them when they're constructed and getting out there in the spring. So thank you very much.
Thanks for being here, Ray.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to agenda item seven. This has to do with the Haroon Park Bioretention and Stream Restoration Project that council authorized the city to proceed with last year. We now have the service director's report on advertising for qualifications for a design build service. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we have been awarded the grant. It's a approximately $240,000 project, and our contribution towards that will be only 10%, $24,000. The grant will cover the remaining $220,000. We are ready to move forward with obtaining the services of a design build consultant for this type of work. The work will include the interior of the parking lot behind Root. Is currently grass and trees. That will be converted to more of a bioretention cell and have a little more of a depression, as well as some different plants than what are currently there. And then as well as three cross veins, they're called, that will be put in the middle of 10 Mile Creek to adjust the flow characteristics and how it impacts the banks and how it impacts aquatic life along those banks. All of that work should be complete, is to be completed by November of this year, I believe. And we're ready to move forward with getting the consultant on board. And we would ask that you authorize the clerk to advertise for request for qualifications for those services.
Any questions of the service director?
A quick comment. Thank you. This is an amazing project, and I'm wondering if we might consider a press release for this and our change in logo and the work we're going to do in Haroon Park. I mean, this is a really great, like, oak opening story and watershed story, and we should really, I mean, this is, like, really great stuff that we're doing, and we might want to just try and get it on the front page of The Advantage or somewhere in our social media. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Mrs. Capellini, would you like to make the motion authorizing us to advertise for this request for qualifications?
I move that the clerk of council be authorized to advertise for request for qualifications for the design build service for this project.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Mrs. Capellini, if you'd like to work with the clerk or with my office outlining the press release that you're interested in, we'll certainly work with you on it.
Thank you.
Moving on to agenda item eight, you have in your council packets resolution one, 2020. This is an annual, no, is it every other year or annual? This is an annual resolution designating the clerk of council to be the mayor's and city council's designee to attend training programs about public records law. By state law, every elected official in the state of Ohio is required to attend these public records law seminars during each term of office. We are allowed to have our clerk go and attend for us and keep us in line on these items. However, I have attended one. I attended one about 3 years ago, and they are well worthwhile. There is one this year on April 17th at Owens Community College, the newly remodeled Veterans Hall second floor meeting room. And I particularly encourage our new council members, Mr. McCann and Ms. Dow, to attend if it'll, fits in your schedule.
Mayor, I plan to attend.
All right, very good. We do have Resolution 1-2020 to appoint Mrs. Booker as our representative. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 1-2020. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. A resolution designating the clerk of council as the mayor and city council's designee to attend training programs and seminars about the public records law as required by Ohio Revised Code Section 109.43, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 1-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Resolution Number 1-2020.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 1-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Resolution 1-2020 is approved. Agenda item 9 is a notice of a liquor permit change of a D1 beer for Element, 112 at 5737 North Main Street. Chief or Mrs. Brining, what is this, a change that's going on here? Do we know what the reason for this is?
I think they're just extending their hours.
Extending their hours, because they certainly have had a liquor permit there in the past.
Right. And
if they didn't, we've been awfully lax with them.
I don't think they're changing the type of drinks or anything. They're serving just the time frame. I don't have any information that would, or concerns that would warrant requesting a hearing at this time based on the information we have.
All right.
Does our zoning allow operation to 1 o'clock in the morning?
I'm not as quick to answer that.
I'm not sure it does.
Yeah, it might be 11 or midnight. I think it's, we looked it up when we were working on the door.
Yeah, I thought it was midnight.
I can't 100% recall, but.
I'm not sure either.
The liquor permit, they can. Well, if they're not allowed to be open until then, they can.
Yeah, we can look that up later. I don't have a problem with the permit. I just wonder whether there's a zoning issue. I don't know the code by heart.
Is that B4, Kevin?
Excuse me?
Is that a B4 up in that second block?
It's a B2, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, B2.
I think it is B2.
He's used to it.
I understand. I get it. Leslie, I don't want to hold this up.
No, we won't.
I don't want to hold this up. I just.
B1 says 1 a.m., so I assume B2 does also.
I assume
it's not listed there.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Sorry to hold things up.
Mrs. Westfall, we probably need a motion not to request a local hearing.
So moved.
So that's a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded not to request a local hearing on this liquor permit request change for Element 112 LLC at 5737 North Main Street. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll have the clerk respond accordingly. Agenda item 10, I have appointed to fill two empty spaces on the Municipal Planning Commission, Carolyn Lindhuber, who is a sometimes attendee of our council meetings and is a long-term member of the Board of Zoning Appeals, and Kathleen Fisher, who is a past board member of the Sylvania Area Chamber of Commerce, a past board member trustee of ProMedica Flower Hospital, and the president and chief executive office of the Metamora State Bank, to fill those two terms on the Municipal Planning Commission. Mrs. Fisher's term will end December 31st, 2021, and Mrs. Lynn Huber's term will end December 31st, 2022. Again, those two vacancies were caused by the hiring of our new prosecutor, Dan Arnold, and also by the election of Brian McCann to City Council. I think these are going to be two very good fits on the Plan Commission. Both contacted me with their interest to be members, and I request your agreement with that and confirm these appointments. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move confirmation of Mayor Stout's appointments of Carol Lynn Huber and Kathleen Fisher to the Municipal Planning Commission of Sylvania.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the mayor's appointments to the Municipal Planning Commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those two appointments are confirmed. Going to page two of our agenda for this evening, you have in your council packets the required resolution to reappoint City Council member Katie Capellini to the Board of SAGEAR. Katie, how long have you been on there?
9 years.
You wish to continue?
I do wish to continue.
Okay. Anybody want to contest that? Hearing none, it traditionally goes to the Chairman of Parks and Forestry. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 2-2020. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Reappointing Katie Capellini to the Board of Trustees of Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, she being a member of the council of this appointing political subdivision for the full calendar year of 2020, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that resolution 2-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of resolution number 2-2020.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 2-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 2-2020. Is approved. Congratulations, Mrs. Capellini. These could be a couple busy years for that organization.
Yeah.
Moving on to agenda item 12, we have two added agenda items. First, 12A was added by the President of the Council. Committee assignments for outside boards. Mrs. Westfall.
So I'm going to pass these out, Mr. Mayor, and then I'll talk through them. I'm not sure if I've got actually enough. I have had the opportunity to speak with council members about appointments to community organization boards, and I thank all of our council members for their willingness to step up. On this sheet, you'll see it laid out. Heritage Sylvania, you signed the document this evening to appoint Ms. Stout to that, and so we're thankful for that. And then, of course, we just had the motion for the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District appointing Mrs. Capellini. The other commissions that I'd like to move that we appoint members to boards include the Arts Commission, appointing Lindsay Stow, Downtown Sylvania Association, appointing Mark Fry, the Sister City Commission, appointing Patrick Richardson, Sylvania Community Action Team, appointing Brian McCann, and Sylvania Community Services, appointing Doug Hanum. Is there any question on that or any dialogue? So I consider that a motion.
All right. I believe that these can all be done by motion, do not require separate resolutions or actions, and I think can be done as a group. So it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to appoint those council members to community organization boards. All in favor of those appointments and the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those appointments are official.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you all for your willingness to serve. It's good that we have city council members on those boards representing the city funds that are channeled to them. Added agenda item 12B was to schedule a community relations and employee relations committee meeting. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know that Katie had wanted to discuss the banner policy on Main Street, and I think that while we're together talking about that, there's a couple other things we can talk about, one being the potential to start live streaming council meetings, and then this just popped into my head when we were talking about it here, was the new logo, and if we want to do any press release regarding that. I know I've seen it on Facebook, but I don't know if we've talked officially about that. So as long as you agree, I feel like those would all fall under that committee, and while we're all together, we can talk about it. So the committee is myself, Katie, Doug, and Brian. Would we be able to meet? Let's pull up my calendar here. Hold on. Would next week work for everybody? Maybe Tuesday the 14th in the afternoon?
What? I can't do the 14th.
Okay. The national championship game's the 13th. Let's go to the 15th.
Well, we could do that in the afternoon, or because the kickoff for that game isn't until 8?
I'm not sure. Yeah, okay.
It's
you're right. Yeah, I could do the 13th at like 5.
I could do that.
Yeah?
Okay, 13th, 5 o'clock.
Yeah. And, yeah, we'll meet in council chambers. I'm expecting it to be a half hour. It could be, you know, I think it could go a little longer, but that's what I'm expecting.
And what did you want to talk about? You want to talk about video streaming?
Yes. Katie wanted to talk about the banner policy on
banners.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I figure we could discuss the logo, the new logo, and if we want to roll anything out officially,
okay.
Press release-wise.
Great.
So, do I need a motion to schedule this, or?
Yes.
Okay, so I will make a motion to schedule a meeting of the Employee and Community Relations Committee for Monday, January 13th at 5 p.m. in Council Chambers.
Second. And moved and seconded to schedule a meeting of the Employee Relations and Community Relations Committee on Monday, January 13th at 5 p.m. in Council Chambers for the discussion of logo, banners, and video streaming. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll have the clerk post that meeting.
We're going to do that at 5, right? You said 5?
5 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Very good.
Okay, we can talk tomorrow. All right. I think any other committee reports to be made at this time? Okay, move on to committee referrals. We do have agenda item 13A. This is to review and update the current downtown banner and decorations policy. It's 10 years old, and there's been some controversy with it lately, and it does need to be updated. Anything that old should be reviewed and take another look at it. Most of you on council were not here when that was established. I've had Mr. Sanford bring the only paperwork we have on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was planning on. But
I think everybody can have this just for informational purposes ahead of the meeting. Doesn't need to be discussed now. Might as well have this information in advance. It is appropriate to review and update. This is resolution 15-2009, dates back to October 5th, 2009.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Leslie dug this up. On the back page is just, I think you were about this too, Mayor. This flyer about January 16th. Our commission wanted to make sure that all the members knew that they were invited to this.
Okay, that's at 6 p.m. at the Sylvania Branch Library. questions about that? Hearing none, then we are on to added agenda item 14, which is an executive session to discuss potential litigation. Is there a motion to adjourn into committee of the whole executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capellini?
Yes.
Mr. Frye?
Yes.
Mr. Hanem?
Yes.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Ms. Stow, sorry.
Yes.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Vote is 7-0 to adjourn into committee of the whole executive session to discuss potential litigation. I need to ask both of you to leave council chambers. You're welcome to stay out in the lobby. We don't expect any action to be taken during this executive session, but I will report when we come out of executive session. I assume to say we took no action, but there is no contemplated action. Sure. Do it. Go out of executive session and return to open session of council.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capellini?
Yes.
Mr. Frye?
Yes.
Mr. Hanem?
Yes.
Mr. McCann?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Ms. Stow?
Yes.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Vote is 7-0 to leave executive session for the purpose of discussing potential litigation. Committee of the whole return to open session of council. Is there anybody in the lobby to come in?
There is not.
Okay, at this time on the record, I will say that we have returned to open council session, or open session of council. There was no action taken in executive session, only a discussion of potential litigation issue. There is no action to be taken at this time as a result of the executive session. We're at the end of our agenda. I do draw your attention to the only information item there is, agenda item A. You can see that the income tax numbers for the complete year, they're not as high a percentage as they were in earlier months, but held pretty strong. That's a 7% is a very strong year. With that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday, January 21st at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all.